This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
My name is Julio Rivera, and welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the social media places. Interact with us on your telephone, on your PC, on your tablet. Just stick with us. It's election night. Where else are you going to go? We're bringing in actually a very special guest, and I'm glad to have this guy on. We're going to talk about a lot of things here related to the midterm election. Also going to talk about a lot about TrumpSingles.com. We have Dave Goss. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Julio?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you feeling tonight? Do you feel lucky for the Republicans? Are the Trump singles going to be happy? Or are they going to be a lot of like pity cuddling tonight amongst the Trump singles?
No, there's not going to be any pity cuddling. Things are going to go pretty much as expected. Mm-hmm. I think we are going to hold on a little bit better than we thought we would. I think the Democrats are not going to lose as many seats as we initially thought.
Okay, I'm sorry. We do have Dave Goss. He's going to be joining us. We're having a slight bit of a technical difficulty here. As far as just what's going to happen, you know, Dave was just saying that he wasn't so sure that all the hype about the blue wave was a good thing. He said it wasn't going to happen, you know, and that the Republicans should retain both chambers. And you know what? Based on results, they should. And I'm going to let him explain further now that we fix this problem.
Well, sorry. Well, hi again. Sorry.
That's Dave Goss, by the way, from TrumpSingles.com.
Yes.
Check it out.
Well, what I was saying was that as we expected that the House was going to go to the Democrats. Mm-hmm. We expected that. But one of the things that we're seeing, that if you're paying attention, is that they're not getting as many seats as they thought they would. Even the Dow jumped 120 points in aftermarket trading. They jumped 120 points because the Republicans were doing better than expected. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's already consequences to this election, mm-hmm. and good consequences at that. So, I mean, good things are already happening. Even though we may lose the House, we're still doing better than we were before.
Yeah, you know what? And that's something that's interesting that you bring that up, and I want to bring that back actually to Trump actually even being elected and the amazing jump, the almost, what, a 20% jump overall in the stock market from where we were when Barack Obama finished up to the Trump effect, you know, him being elected. It sends a message across the board to people in the United States that have a lot of money. People that have been maybe multinationals and taking a lot of their money outside of the country because of the climate, the business climate, the regulatory climate, the taxation climate, and all these things that sucked, quite frankly, under Barack Obama. Having a president who's like Donald Trump, who's a, you know, lower tax, you know, he's fighting for lower taxes and for less regulations, it's better across the board economically by every metric. And, I mean, like, where's the counter to that? Like, you know, these Democrats can sit there and put up their whole, you know, their social justice arguments and Trump is a misogynist and all this and that. But what can the Democrats offer the American people, if anything?
Nothing. Nothing. There really isn't anything positive about for the working class American. There's nothing positive about the Democrats. I mean,
nothing, not a damn thing.
No, I mean,
I agree. I won't fight you on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much. I don't see much at all. I mean, I see I can't even think of anything.
Mm.
That's like, that's our really
yeah, it's crazy. The slow march towards socialism, man.
Yeah.
You know, of the shortages of medical supplies and long bread lines and,
right. And the thing that
seizure of guns.
And the thing that I don't get is that you look at cities that were brought up under with mostly Republicans running these cities and these different areas, and they thrive and they do well. And then they do great, and then the Democrats come in, they take over, and then all of a sudden they go down the hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just don't understand, like, why do you want to come in? So they move up there, they move to these places because they say, oh, they have such good schools, mm-hmm. they have these great programs, the community is really great,
yep.
You know, the it's nice, crime is low, but then they want to take over, and once they take over, then all that stuff that they came up for goes away. So they're like a spreading disease almost.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to make that point too with California. Like, there's been a lot written in the last year of this mass exodus out of the state of California. People, mm-hmm. Middle class people leaving and upper class people leaving California because the taxes are too high and it's not a safe place. I mean, the civil society sort of deteriorated here because of the open borders, and you got they're handing out heroin needles and, you know, the marijuana, and people are defecating in the streets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. But what winds up happening is, look, this happened because of liberalism,
yeah,
because of the people they got voted in and because of those liberal policies. Now these people are going to purple states and they're going to red states. And they're changing voter demographics.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen there? They're going to take their liberalism that failed in California, and they're going to export it to Texas and to Colorado and to all these other places.
And like places like Idaho also. I have a friend that mm-hmm. lives in Idaho, and he even said, he's like, when you come up here, make sure you be very careful about telling people you're from California. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people from California moving up there, and it's not just Republicans. Mm-hmm. And they go up there and they don't want them there.
Yeah.
They literally do not want these socialist Democrats moving out. They're like, stay in California.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we can't afford California. Whose fault is that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's their fault. You know what's funny too? Like there's certain little enclaves in the United States that are still okay. You know what I mean? And I don't want to sit there and take a dump on California. Listen, I love
you
being
can,
here.
It's fine.
I like it. No, I could take a dump in California on the streets, while apparently anywhere.
Yeah.
No, but just in all seriousness, I like being out here. There's a lot of good people out here. Mm-hmm. There's a good feeling and a good atmosphere in some ways, but man, you gotta stop it with the liberalism here. We're gonna talk about that and a lot more in the point I was trying to make. On the other side of the break, you're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. My name is Julio Rivera, and we'll be back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
All right, that's just some pleasant music now. The music is getting more pleasant because the results seem to be getting a little more pleasant. According to Fox News, again, I'm looking at Fox News' website, America's Election Headquarters, as it's known. So supposedly the Republicans are pretty solid, 113 seats to the Democrats, 105, although their probability meter still shows that the Democrats are kind of destined to take the House, which I really don't get, but something better than that right now. And you are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina with Julio Rivera, and find us on social media. Got a great guest, and we're still here with Dave Goss of TrumpSingles.com. But joining us now is conservative comedian and author, the author of Kindergarten of Eden, Mr. Evan Sayat. How are you?
I'm extremely well, although I really like when people include my subtitle of my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks.
How the Modern Liberal Thinks. That's actually pretty deep. They're pretty deep. And how do you think that modern liberal is looking tonight in the first Trump midterm, it's looking like the Republicans still, I mean, they're as of right now, hard data, they've got at least 113 seats to the Democrats, 107. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, well, let's first take off the table one of the most important narratives, the idea that this was going to be a blue wave, that it was going to be repudiation of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is, even if the Democrats do succeed in eking out control of the House and therefore returning it to the elderly folk like Nancy Pelosi, this is, think back to Obama's first midterm, which he called, I believe, a shellacking, which I believe he lost 60 seats. You know, so in the end, if because the reality, the historical reality is after a presidential election, the first midterm always skews to the opposition party, the fact that they barely, if they even do, but they barely eked out a victory in the House is a victory for the Republicans.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times, Evan, that's kind of based on results. I think that what wound up happening, let's say, just to the point with just Obama recently, right? In the first 2 years, we realized that he was an out-of-the-closet socialist. He wanted government single-payer health care. He was going to try to march us towards that. We had the stimulus package, which was the biggest waste of $787 billion in the history of America. Americans were legitimately had a reason to be scared of Barack Obama, and I could see how the Tea Party rose up. And it was a big Republican roaring victory in the House race in 2010. But if this is supposed to serve as a referendum on Trump, I mean, I would think that the Republicans would probably gain even more seats.
One would think, except for the fact, and this is something that you have to blame the Republicans for themselves. When Trump's successes weren't yet as evident, when the tax cuts didn't yet result in 4.2% economic growth, the GDP, when it was still questionable, so many career Republicans decided to call it quits. We had, I don't know if it's an unprecedented number, but it was surely an inordinately high number of retirees who just didn't feel like getting into a bruising election battle. So long as they were going to be elected because they were always the incumbent and because of redistricting and gerrymandering, they had an easy reelection bid, they stayed in. But as soon as they thought this might be a tough one, a lot of the lesser hardy Republicans vacated their seats. So we had to defend, instead of defending seats as incumbents, we had to defend open seats. So this gives the Democrats even a greater advantage. I don't think they would have won the House. In fact, I think they would have lost the House by a substantial amount had we had incumbents running instead of so many. It had been a Republican seat, but it was now an open seat.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, right? Because, you know, obviously here in California, there's a lot of talk of, you know, voter fraud and the possibility of, you know, I mean, there's a lot of districts in California. I mean, if they have those mistakes that have been made in the DMV are kind of, I guess, allocated in certain districts geographically, it could have an effect on some of the tighter races. Do you think that the failures to really administrate the election system here in the state of California will play into the potential retaking of the House by the Democrats?
Oh, I have no doubt. There's a reason that the Democrats don't want people to be required to have IDs. And obviously, it's not a racist thing. I mean, we've all seen the long list of things you need an ID for, including getting into visit the Congress or wherever. You know, in order to get into CNN, you have to show a photo ID. So the idea that that's racist is obviously ridiculous. So what's the real reason that they don't want voter ID? It's because they want illegal aliens and they want criminals and they want others. Isn't it amazing that the Democratic Party knows that felons are their natural constituency, which is why they want felons to be allowed to vote? Isn't it amazing that they know children are their natural constituency, which is why they want to reduce the age of the voting age to 16? All right. And one of the things that they know is that they win more when there is voter fraud, by definition, which is why they don't want to end voter fraud.
Hey, Evan, this is Dave Goss. Yeah, and that's exactly why they don't want to do it. I mean, if they cannot reach the intelligent, critical thinking male and females of this of America, they can't get through to them because what they're saying doesn't make sense to those that have a head on their shoulders. So what do they have to do? They have to go after. Yes.
And they know this. Again, this is why they know that felons are their natural constituents. It's why they know illegal aliens who don't know the American culture, who don't know the issues in America because they just got here. Why it is they're convinced that people who don't know are more likely to vote Democrat.
Yes, and I want to bring
a second subtitle to my book. Mm-hmm. It's actually called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and Why He's Convinced that Ignorance is Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great deal of ignorance that's required to vote Democrat.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why they try to get the kids that are underage. That's why, like Julio was saying, they're trying to go for trying to lower the voting age. And that's also why they go for the people that just want to stick their fingers in their ears and not listen to reason, not listen to actual thought. You know, the same people that are just out there going orange man bad or whatever Republican candidate bad. And it's like, well, what's so bad about him? And they can't come up with a good articulate reason, a good reason why you should not vote for him. All they can say is that he's bad. And that's why they never have anything good to say about their candidates either. It's always bashing about the other candidate. The Republican candidate, because there's nothing that they don't have the critical thinking. They don't have the ability to come up with a reason to say, hey, this is why my candidate is the best option. So they have to go after the other candidate.
One of the things that I noticed, because I grew up a New York born liberal Jew, not because I was a thoughtful liberal. It's not like I weighed the issues and chose the left. It's because, as Andrew Breitbart would have said, it's a default factory setting.
The default factory setting. Hey, Evan,
the Democrats.
We're gonna cut out into the break here. Can you stick around for another segment?
You know what? I would love to, but I can't.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midterm elections 2018, and many analysts are looking at the early results and saying that there's no blue wave crashing on the electoral shoreline. Most say Democratic hopes of picking up control of the Senate are unlikely to materialize. In fact, many say the GOP may expand its Senate majority. An example, Republican Marsha Blackburn, locked in a tight contest with Democrat Phil Bredesen in Tennessee, now appears to be headed for victory. She'd replace outgoing Republican Senator Bob Corker. Numerous projections of U.S. House races yielding few surprises. House Majority Whip GOP Congressman Steve Scalise says the president focused on immigration, but you could say it's the economy, stupid.
National security became an important issue, but in the end, the economy still has been something that everybody talks about when there are more job openings than there are people looking for work.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
And we are back with the real side with Joe Messina, except I'm not Joe Messina. My name is Julio Rivera, and I'm your guest host. Also, guest co-hosting with me for this hour is Dave Goss from TrumpSingles.com, and we've got a great guest right now. She's Kimberly Morin. She's from New Hampshire. She's a conservative writer and political watcher. So tell us, what's going on right now in New Hampshire and in this midterm election?
I don't even know right now. I've been out. I just came to my fourth polling station to try to get results. Mm-hmm. It looks like the Republican governor won. Someone messaged me, but I'm not sure about the Senate, but it looks like the House will be taken over by Democrats.
Ooh, that's scary proposition.
We keep hearing that, but right now we're at 107 seats for the Democrats, 125 Republicans. So as everyone that keeps naysaying about this, which I don't know. This is Dave Goss, by the way. So where are you getting this feeling from? The Democrats are definitely going to take the House.
No, I was talking about New Hampshire. Sorry.
Okay. You asked the New Hampshire election specifically. But, yeah, as Dave was alluding to, 126 seats are comfortably Democrat, comfortably Republican, 112 Democrat, 218 needed for control. We only need 96. They need 106. I don't get it. I don't know where these numbers are coming from.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a long night. I don't think anything's going to be resolved anytime soon. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a long night also. I mean, now they've taken 12 seats. By this time in 2010, we had taken a whole lot more than 12 seats from the Democrats. And so right now, I'm just having a hard time saying, wondering why, like, Fox News and other outlets are just already conceding to the Democrats when we're still up for it. I mean, we still have I know of at least five states or five seats that the Democrats need in California, and I know at least one of them is probably most likely going to stay red. So I'm having a real hard time figuring out where they're getting these ideas it's just me and Julio. We're not these huge statisticians. But, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can clue us in a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're calling it yet either. It's not ready to be called, I don't think, personally. and it's going to be much closer than whatever way it goes. It's going to be super close. I don't know why they're calling it so early. Someone had messaged me earlier and said Fox News is calling it, but CNN isn't.
Yeah.
So go figure that one.
New York Times isn't calling it either. 538 hasn't called it either. 538 still has the Democrats at a 90% chance of winning the House. They just jumped to 110, so they have 100.
I don't know. I think Glenn Beck hacked their website and is putting out funny information just to mess with.
Yeah.
No, Kimberly, I want to ask you this though, because we were discussing this earlier with Evan Sayot, and it's kind of been a theme throughout the evening. You know, everybody has this narrative already. Like, you know, it's well defined that the new president in their first midterm election, it's a referendum on the job that they're doing, and they always lose the House. Now, I could see that with Barack Obama because he outed himself as this, you know, out of control, you know, off the rails socialist, you know, with his health care programs and his failed stimulus packages and all that. And people ran away as fast as they could from the idea of socialism in the United States in 2010 when the Tea Party rose up. You're looking at Donald Trump's results right now. Our GDP growth went from an average of 2% to an average of 4%. The new normal was not really what it was supposed to be. The jobs that were never coming back to America are coming back. If this election is supposedly a referendum on the new president, do you think that, is there any reason, should any reasonable person think that the Republicans are in jeopardy in the House?
Honestly, 2010, the big thing was Obamacare, right?
Yep.
So that was a huge, you know, slap to the Democrats. But you're right. What exactly has Trump done that's so bad, other than maybe some people don't like his behavior and you gotta have the whole resist crowd? But what has he done so bad that people would be angry to vote against him and Republicans? So the only thing I could see it being a referendum on are some of the people on the left, you know, the resist crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly some behaviors that some people don't like. But
well, do you think that people are really going to be intimidated? Because that's one of the things, that's one of the themes that we saw. This was the summer of resistance. We've had all these uprisings. We saw what we saw in the Pacific Northwest in Portland, where they were holding up the street and the police are letting these people go ahead and behave in this manner. I could point back to Charlottesville last year. Michael Signer.
Yep.
The mayor of Charlottesville wanted to set up Charlottesville as a resistance city to Donald Trump. And what did he do? He had his police force walk the opposing groups together, which had previously been protesting, or at least, you know, I hate to say this because I'm not trying to defend anybody, but the protests for the most part were completely peaceful, actually, until the left-wing protesters and agitators came. Michael Signer has his police force walk these two groups into each other and then tells them to stand down. This has always been about looking for optics, scaring people. They turn on their television, and they get the idea that if they like Donald Trump, or if they're public about their support for Donald Trump, that they may be attacked in the streets for it. So,
right.
I mean, this is it real, or is it manufactured?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, but I don't think, I think more people were angry about that kind of behavior than not. More people are sick of the left-wing tantrum that's been going on for 2 years and hasn't stopped than were for it. Honestly, the Democrats had nothing to run on, literally nothing to run on. Now, at state levels, it's a different story, but at the federal level, they had literally nothing to run on. They had nothing to offer voters other than resist, Russia collusion. These are all the things they talked about for the past 2 years. They haven't sat down and said to voters, you know what, certain things we agree with that are going on, but we want to make it better, or we're going to do this to make it better for you. They haven't done that. So I don't see why they would win other than people bought their lies and Democrats were able to buy the election. Because I guarantee you, after the election is over, if we look at the money spent, I will bet you money, pun intended, that Democrats outspend Republicans by a lot, especially at the local level.
Oh, they easily did. I mean, we even had Bloomberg throw $4.8 million and this last week leading up to the election into the 25th district where we're currently in studio at. He did that to a few other ones. There's going to be more money and out of special interests and big groups for mm-hmm. Democrats. Everything that they're decrying, everything that they're saying that needs to get out of politics, they're taking that money from. They try to say that Planned Parenthood isn't a special interest or isn't big money when it is. It's stuff like that. The labor unions, that's where a lot of the money is coming from. But what they want to put a referendum on, they want to put a referendum on what Trump's doing. Well, what they're really doing is they try to put a referendum on free speech, and the Republicans are standing up against that.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're trying to do a lot of things, and what the Democrats have been doing for years. And they sort of lost that, right, when Hillary wasn't elected and Republicans took over, they lost the ability to push that, shove that forward. Now they're trying to continue that, and they're doing it exactly the way they say Republicans do it, with all the big money, like you're saying. And sadly, in some places, they can buy elections.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part. With our electorate, because obviously Democrats always lie, right? They can't tell the truth because no one would ever vote for them. So they lie, and they spend a ton of money, and some voters believe it because they don't know any better.
Yeah, that's voter ignorance is actually a real problem in this country. But I wanted to ask you this, Kimberly. One under-discussed, I guess, element of this was with the American... the Jobs Act or what was it? What was the name of the actual plan now? I can't even think of it. The Tax Cut and Jobs Plan.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep.
That's complete brain fart. But part of it it had a negative effect on people living in blue states was when they capped the SALT exemption, the SALT deduction. You couldn't write off more than $10,000 of your taxes. Now, if you're living in a state like California, where, the income taxes are high, or in certain states that have a higher income tax and property taxes are higher, that could have a negative effect on you. You'll be able to write off less. You wind up paying more in taxes, in other words, because you don't get to write it off twice. Now, do you think does that hurt Republicans in blue states, the tax reform? And I just need a quick yes or no because we're going to break.
It might, yes.
It might. Okay, well, that's not yes or no, but it's still an answer, and it's one word. No, thank you so much, Kimberly, for joining us. And on the other side of the break, we'll have more of The Real Side with Joe Messina. My name is Julio Rivera.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, we got a nip in the bud. We got a nip in the bud this blue wave. And it looks like kind of like we're doing it. I mean, I'm looking at some of these numbers here. I mean, I don't know. There's more red seats in the House than blue seats as of right now. So I don't know where this blue wave is. I don't know. Maybe it was a little hype. But I want to, and I'm here with Dave Gosto and this Julio Rivera, The Real Side, with Joe Messina filling in while Joe's running around in the final hours of his campaign, which he's going to come back and talk to us in the final hour about that. And I hope you all said a prayer for Joe, you know, trying to do some great things for the state of California and the kids in California. But I wanted to read a quote. This is from Linda Payne with the Election Integrity Project in California. They're a nonpartisan group of citizen volunteers helping to defend the integrity of the voting process. And if there was ever a state they had an issue with the integrity of the voting process, it's certainly California. Their mission is to ensure fair and honest elections with every vote counting legally. She reported earlier today, and this is her, and I quote, "We are seeing a pattern all over Los Angeles County where people's voter registration was changed to vote by mail. They don't receive the vote by mail and must vote with a provisional ballot. People are being turned away from the polls in several counties because they're not on the check-in roster." Your quick reaction to that, Dave?
It's awful. This actually happened to my wife in the primaries. She except for the other way around, she was a permanent absentee, permanent mail-in vote. We never received it. We received it the year before, so we knew that it came because we just moved houses a couple years ago. But so we knew that everything was set up, that it was correct because we filled out a previous ballot for her there, and in 2016 actually when we voted for President Trump. But then during the primaries, she never received one, and we go up to our polling place so she can get a provisional ballot, and they had. All of a sudden, her last name had reverted back to her maiden name. Mm. They had our old address, but it was in. But they had the old address, but it was still in which is a different voting area than where we were supposed to be. But they still had her on that list.
Wow.
So there's just. I mean, this is what happens when you take a disgraced Democratic the registrar from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got kicked out of there because of voter fraud and because he wasn't catching and he wasn't doing a good job. So what happens? Los Angeles, of course, gives him the job.
Oh, God. That's really bad.
Yeah.
And you got people from Canada reporting that they're being told that they're registered and eligible to vote.
Yeah.
And thank God that that person was honest enough to bring that out, because if not, we wouldn't have found out. But, I mean, the numbers that I looked at as of about a month ago showed that there were issues with 300 voter registrations,
yeah.
Issues with it. And there were at least, I think, 1,500 people who were registered to vote who were not eligible to vote. And then this is the other thing, too. People forget the elephant in the room, Jerry Brown, with the motor voter laws. The most recent version of the motor voter laws passed in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, what differentiates it is, you're given an opt-out clause. If you're a regular citizen, you go to the California DMV, they'll ask you, would you like to opt out of voluntary, or, you know, if you want to or not, you know, voluntary if you want to register to vote.
Right.
So they'll ask you, right? If you get if you're an illegal immigrant and you get a license, they don't ask you if you'd like to opt out, because the assumption is that you shouldn't be registered. But when you have humans doing this job, and I don't know about California DMV. I've never been in because I'm not a driver in the state of California.
Awful.
But I know about New Jersey's DMV.
Yeah.
And I would not want the integrity of the New Jersey election to fall on the hands of these people.
No. I mean, this is a department of the state that fought not to get audited.
Mm-hmm.
They did not want their shortcomings to come out. There was a woman that basically came out that she admitted that for the 23 years that she had worked for the DMV, she slept for 2 hours a day on the job. So she got paid for 2 hours a day, every 5 days a week, to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from my tax money. That comes from being a California resident. That's my tax money. But also there, if you were not a resident of the United States, if you're an illegal alien, and you're now allowed to get your driver's license because of the whole, like you were saying with Jerry Brown, they were going up and so they were getting their licenses. First off, that just completely screwed the rest of us, because all of a sudden now we have to wait an extra 2-3 hours at the DMV because of this. But beyond that, there was at least, and this is the very minuscule, which is probably much higher, at least 1,500 people that were accidentally registered to vote.
Oh.
Quote unquote accidents.
Sure, that's what we know.
Quote,
I'm sure it's
accidents.
Much higher.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and also a lot of them. So there's different forms that you get if you're gonna get a driver's license here in California, and if you're a living, breathing American resident, or if you're somebody who crossed over here illegally. So different forms, and they were giving them the wrong form. So these forms already had legal resident pre-checked.
That's
so this
horrible.
This isn't an accident.
No.
As it's just like during the midterms when we had a couple of candidates have to go down and yell at the registrar's office, and then all of a sudden they come out, oh, we found 20,000 more ballots.
You want to hear something crazy too? The Sacramento Bee reported in April of this year, as of April of this year, and I'm sure the number is much, much, much higher now, 1 million illegal residents in California have obtained driver's licenses in the state.
Yes.
How much is car insurance in this state, by the way? I have to ask. Like,
they don't pay for it.
Oh, God. No, I know they don't, but doesn't that buy, but the ripple effect of that is that everybody else's insurance goes higher, right? Because of accidents.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the ripple effect is that I have to pay higher for my car insurance. For comprehensive, because if someone hits me and they don't have liability, mm-hmm. they don't have their own liability insurance, then there's nothing they can do. So the insurance companies aren't going to lose out on money.
Yeah.
So who do they take it out on? They take it out on me and everyone else who has a legal license and who is paying for insurance to do the proper thing, do the right thing that you're supposed to be doing, following the law.
You know, I'll tell you this much. If I ever get into a car accident in the state of California, like a little fender bender, I'm just going to say no English, and I'm just going to walk away. And they're not going to question me on it either. I'll just play the victim, totally play the victim.
And because of way that a lot of the legislators are dealing with the police, as far as illegal immigration, a lot of the times the deputies who want to be able to do something about this can't, and so they'll just be like, sorry.
Exactly. It's like what they did to Sheriff Joe Arpaio and what the law enforcement agencies in Arizona. I also wanted to add in, because I mentioned it earlier, for the Election Integrity Project, Linda Payne, again, would ask that anybody in the state of California, if you have reporting, go to electionintegrityproject.com. And she would like people to contact the website and send reports from the ground to us, as she's working with attorneys on these issues with the voter registration. They want to get as much information as they can so they can go ahead and make their reports about this really horrific situation. I mean, let's say some of the tighter districts in the state come down to just a couple of hundred votes.
Yeah.
That's the only way they can get the House, is to steal it.
Yeah. And it's important. That's what they're going to have to do, because I mean, and that's all they know how to do, is take something that doesn't belong to them, because that's just the thing it goes. But one thing I just want to mention real quick, it is confirmed Mitt Romney is the senator of Utah now.
Mittens is back.
He's back.
Woo!
And
why couldn't Chaffetz run for that seat?
And, right.
Anybody? It's a Republican state.
Right.
If you're a Mormon, I mean, geez, I can convert to Mormonism and go in Utah and run a race and win. For God's sakes.
And earlier you were talking about how much money was the Democrats had spent. One of the biggest races that they spent money on was our boy Beto.
They were fighting to try to get rid of Cruz. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because Ted Cruz. No, I love Ted Cruz. The last couple of years, you know, it's been different because I don't think he's fought as hard as he can on some of the other issues, but it's hard when you're the majority party to kind of do that, because you don't want to ruffle all the feathers. But I mean, I'll tell you like this, Ted Cruz should be looked at as the favorite right now for 2024 coming out of the Republican Party. I think Cory Booker has to win his race in 2020 in New Jersey. I think that he's going to have a lot of backlash.
Booker's going for president. It's going to be Booker versus Kamala Harris. Well,
no, I think anybody that runs for president in 2020 is wasting their time. Donald Trump is going to win easily.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? We're now about to end hour two of the show. I'm feeling more confident now. I'm seeing better numbers. I don't think we are going to lose the House.
I mean,
it could be wrong.
If we do lose the House, it's not going to be by as much as they were hoping. It's going to be a few seats. It's not going to be that much. But Ted Cruz did secure he is going to be the senator again for two more years.
Yeah, and listen, the Fox News is reporting we are at 50 senators. Now with Mike Pence, we effectively have the majority in the Senate still.
We have the Senate.
So congratulations to the GOP for not messing that one up. I got to be careful what you say. Messing it up. Okay. All right. It's too soon. All right, now let's look at what Fox News is reporting. In the House of Representatives, 141 Republican seats to 132 Democrat seats.
Yes, and 13
lost.
13 flipped from Republican to Democrat, but that's expected. That's the historical.
I believe they needed a net 27 flipping.
They do. So they still need 14 more seats, and five of those. The five big ones are actually here in California. I think I mentioned that earlier. Five big ones are here in California. They're trying to, and including one of the ones that they spent one of the highest spent money on in of all the races here in the 25th district of California. But
all right, and on that happy note,
yes,
well, we're going to break, but when we come back, we still got a lot more show. We got Joe coming in the next hour. Elio Forcina, AJ Rice, don't go anywhere.